Hey everybody, today is December the 16th, and I am very excited that this will be the last message in the year of 2020, anyway, that you'll hear from me, as me and my team, we are going to take a much needed break for the next several weeks from our podcast. We will return on January the 6th. With our second season. I can't believe I'm actually saying that. I'm really excited about the second season. I think I've shared with you all before how thinking back to when we began the podcast January the 23rd, I think it was, I was nervous. I was scared. I didn't quite know what I was doing. And here we are a whole year. And we have had just some amazing guests. We've had some amazing conversations every single Wednesday. And so it has been just a joy for me to connect with you every week. And I love hearing from so many of you that you're listening to the podcast every week. And more than that, just that you are gaining new information and new skills, new tools to help you navigate our cultural world. So thank you so much for listening. So as I said, we are about to take several weeks off from podcasting, but also this year I decided to take several weeks off just for the holiday. I'd gone through this exercise in my journaling practice where you sort of map the different times of the year when you seem to have really good energy and really low energy. And one of the things that I've realized is in the month of December that my energy just goes down for sure. This is also marking the second year that I have been a business owner working for myself. And so I thought to myself, you know, why not take several weeks off? Why not give my administrative team several weeks off in order to just chill out a bit during the holidays? Here's the reality, guys, about this year. For us, for me, for my husband, for my team, overall, in the work that we do, it has been a stellar year. It's kind of hard, you know, when people ask you how the year has been, or you're in a conversation where people are talking about 2020 and how many people have experienced this year as being terrible, awful, challenging, all these things. And I, just to be clear, I realize that 2020, with all of the issues with COVID, with businesses shutting down, many of you listening have lost your jobs. Many of you are wondering what's going to happen, very unsure of the future. Many of you have been extremely impacted by the racial upheaval that has been happening in our country. Many of you have lost loved ones. Some of you have had experienced stuff in 2020 that has nothing to do with COVID and nothing to do with the social unrest in our country. For many of you, this has been a really bad year. For the work that we do here at the Culture Coach Podcast, Nikki Lerner Music, Nikki Lerner Coaching, we have had a very fruitful year of sharing the work that we do. And with everything that has gone on this year, particularly here in the United States, we have found that there's been a path that has been made for voices such as ours to help, to be an encouraging voice, to be one of life and positivity and intention. And so I'm grateful for that. And because of all those things, because we have had so much work this year, it also means that we have been working incredibly hard. And one of the things I was thinking about the other day was that, you know, as a bridge builder, you really do need to care for yourself. And we have talked about this year, that you need to make sure that you care for yourself first before you can go out and care for others. But you have to also realize when the toll, the emotional toll of the work and the physical toll of the work sometimes is leading you as a culture worker towards rest. And so that's what I'm excited about, honestly. I'm excited about rest for the next 3 weeks or so. I'm excited to decompress, disconnect, sleep in, all of those things. But just know I will be thinking about you. And I really hope that you will do the same. I hope that you will give yourself some space to just be. Give yourself some space to recalibrate and to recover from so much that has been going on in the world this year. So what I would encourage you to do as you rest, as you recover, is go back and listen to episodes of the podcast that have been meaningful for you. Or maybe, you know, you need to catch up a bit and you want to listen to the other episodes. Go back, listen to what we've been talking about all year. Go back and listen to the episodes that had very specific tools for you, and then make a plan of how to practice that in the new year. Everything that we're sharing with you this year are things that you can use, and insights and practical tools that you can use in the year 2021 to move towards a more practical, to move towards a more intentional life with regards to diversity and culture, more understanding, more curious, more kind, more generous, more peaceful, more loving, more of those things. Let us be the ones who practice these things in 2021. We need to make a conscious effort to do so. Let us be those people. My coach, Scott, who I've introduced you all to this week, this year, I remember when we first started working together, he asked me, Nikki, what do you envision? And I told him, I said, I envision a world where people engage in a proactive movement towards unity and understanding relating to culture and come from. And that is what I plan to do. That is what I choose to move towards. I'm going to say that again. I envision a world where people engage in a proactive movement towards unity and understanding relating to culture and come from. That's the goal of our Culture Coach podcast. We will keep creating space for you to learn and to grow and have conversation. Please check out NikkiLerner.com. There is so much there. There's access to videos and there's t-shirts. We released a new music project this year. I released a new book this year, Life Whispers. There's all kinds of things. I would really appreciate it if you would go and check out the work that I'm doing and support it if you can. But thank you for listening. I'm going to leave you with a track from my new record. Hopefully this will help you go into the new year. It's certainly where my mind is these days. It's a song called Strength. So enjoy, and I'll see you in January of 2021. rejecting the lies you spoke over me, refusing to cave to the pressure, stifle a voice that's found its power in words, releasing my body and my mind, resisting your pull just in the nick of time. No more will fear slowly kill me. Don't need your presence to move on in my life.
I've come to my senses. I don't need you anymore.
My strength.